Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about having our good friend Joe Cleary right in front of me here as I continue to broadcast from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. Joe is a great supporter, great sponsor of this tournament, a great partner with Insperity and United Healthcare and several other corporate partners. Joe is a president of Harvey Builders, a local commercial construction company. They build high rises, a lot of high rises, and other buildings, parking decks too, right? You can't build a high rise without a parking deck, can you?
We typically do parking garages along with our office buildings, and hotels.
Yeah. So, and Joe, thanks again for being here. HarveyBuilders.com?
HarveyBuilders.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, if you want to see what a pretty darn good, darn successful construction company's website looks like. So, if you had to take a if you had to give us a report on the there really isn't a national report on commercial construction, right? Every market's got its own issues, doesn't it?
Every market does have its own issues, and but there are publications that try to report on a national basis regarding price increasing, decreasing, any kind of labor issues, cost of labor, et cetera. But typically, every major city and suburb is its own microcosm.
But you would run into things like if President Trump got crazy on embargoes and affected steel or lumber. You got lumber issues possibly with Canada. I mean that could get a little dicey. That'd be a national thing, wouldn't it?
It would be very much be a national thing, and so the commodities, all the commodities that mm-hmm. we buy, cement, lumber, it's you know aggregates, steel, those are international issues, mm-hmm. and if we do close our ports to imports, we will have a serious issue here.
It's going to be an interesting next couple of years on that. Acosta, the new Secretary of Labor, just got sworn in within the last week. My reports are he's going to be good for everybody because he's been a member of NLRB. He doesn't hate the employer, and so my folks on the ground up there in Washington are excited about him. And people like you and me, I mean, these are people who are they're realists in the marketplace, and they think he's going to be good. Have you any thoughts on him?
No thoughts on him directly, but having an employer-friendly labor secretary is going to be an interesting change,
and we haven't had that for 8 years.
We have not.
NLRB and the labor department has been your enemy.
I don't want to get on a political rant, but those who create jobs have been penalized in the recent past, and so with that change, I think things will be better. We have to be. It's a very interesting balance with wages and performance. We are a merit shop. We're not union.
Mm-hmm.
Unions have great things that they do, especially training. However, the cost of doing business is a little on the high side,
mm-hmm.
and so we're trying. You know, as an industry, we're trying to find a healthy balance.
Are you seeing with the union's influence declining, and it has been now for 30 years? Private sector's down now. I think less than 7% of the workforce is unionized. With that kind of retreating by the unions nationally, and with the new generations coming online, and employers, being better stewards of the relationship than maybe they were 50 years ago or 60 years ago. Do you see labor relations with management being better? What are you thinking?
In our industry, labor relations have been much better over the last 30 years. 40 years ago, it was mostly all unionized,
mm-hmm.
and the unions had the upper hand. And no one should have the upper hand. As you mm-hmm. said, employers have gotten better. That's the reason unions were originally formed, is because mm-hmm. the employers were taking advantage of the employees.
Yep.
So, again, the healthy balance, the specialty trades, the very smart specialty trades, the electricians, the mm-hmm. the air conditioning mechanics, pipe fitters, those are still very unionized, and for a very good reason. The training programs are excellent. But those guys have to compete with the merit shop or open shop folks that do the same thing, not on a on the same level of staged and tiered training, but they do the training. And an electrician, a licensed electrician, is a licensed electrician whether they carry a union card or not. So that's difficult for the unions to compete. And there are concessions that the unions will give to their signatory contractors mm-hmm. For a project to help them compete. And I think that's a good thing, but in the long run, our industry, the entire construction industry, has to step up with better training programs, better recruitment programs.
That's the only way you're going to supplant the unions in all those trades is through those training programs.
And we also have to provide benefits.
Right.
You know, that's one of the other mm-hmm. great things about unions, is they have excellent benefits.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Joe, good job today. And again, thank you for your support of the tournament and for being here every year. We enjoy our visits. Catching up on Harvey Biller's doing so great. How many employees now?
900.
Wow. And look how you've grown since you've known me, Joe. Joe Cleary.
All because of you, and I appreciate it.
HarveyBuilders.com.
Thank you very much.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.